Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One. All right. Welcome to the Thanks for Trying podcast. I'm your host, Corin. I've got an extra special episode for you today. The wonderful, faithful listeners that keep on listening, even if it's just so erratic when I drop them. Broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California, in the middle of a heat wave. As you can probably hear, there is the loud hum of about 600 fans moving very dead air around this very hot room. So if you ignore all of that, that low hum, maybe it provides some kind of ASMR, some kind of whale song for the background as you listen to this. I got a super wonderful guest on today's episode, which is a part one of two, as I'm really enjoying doing at the moment. It's an old friend of mine, Polly Brindle, who is an English woman, but who has recently shot to fame with the reality TV show Selling the OC on Netflix. And she has just finished shooting season 2, which should be out in September. So I was lucky enough to have Polly down for a little bit of a chat at the Spotify Studios downtown in LA. Thank you so much to Charlie and the Spotify team for having us down and chatting and letting us drink your coffee and eat your delectable snacks. Thank you to you for that. And letting me just swear and play with the cameras and do exactly what I do, except drink, because it was 11 a.m. So I didn't drink. So this is probably one of the first, definitely, yeah, I think this is probably one of the first sober podcasts that we've done. I feel like potentially the one with my brother and Heems from season 1 was a sober one too, also in the morning. But this is a very sober one. So look, we have a lovely chat. It's great. And I've got a brand new single out on the 25th of August called Alone in the Desert. Make sure you go stream that shit. Anyway, what a lovely big old ramble. And I didn't even say anything. Did not even say anything. It's just me talking into a mic with lots of loud fans playing in the background. This is probably the loudest my fans have ever been. Enjoy. Polly Brindle, let's go.
Come to the mic and give me a test.
Testing.
That's not at the mic. Have you used a mic before?
What do you mean?
All right, there you go.
He said 6 inches. We have very different opinions on what 6 inches
is. I was waiting for you to say that. You know, the thing with like having the video there is that I'm going to spend the whole time not looking at your beautiful self and instead staring.
What if I get my tits out?
I'm still going to be looking at myself.
Honestly,
still going to be looking at myself. My cap is all ski whiff as well. I want to make sure I look nice. Do you know what I mean?
Ski whiff. That's a UK saying if ever I've heard one.
Oh, it's so UK.
I love it. Here, no one understands what we say. And, yeah. You know, diddly squat, yeah. Ski whiff.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
I record everything.
Oh,
we were recording from the beginning. As I was trying to tell you on text, like there is
just
no,
in life. You
in
record
life,
everything.
I record. Oh my god,
you have some fluff on your beard.
I know. Oh, it was from my new hoodie that I brought. So I brought that hoodie because I thought, you know what? I don't want my moobs showing up on camera. So I thought if we put the aircon super high up, then I can just wear my big old hoodie and yeah, I'll just look like, you know what I mean?
Be comfy.
I'll be real comfy knowing that these yeah, stupid cameras, they won't capture.
I like you in know, black, svelte.
And it makes me look skinny. It makes me feel skinnier.
You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been doing the gym.
I know. And you, honestly, I can tell. I really can.
Really? No yeah, way.
When I hugged you, hello, I was yeah, like, oh, hello. Cool. Hello.
Hello. So I feel like arms are always the first one to show a difference.
No, I think back.
You think so?
Back and waist.
Oh, mm-hmm, wow. All right. Well, my waist is still very much there. My
I love
back,
it.
I think my back is still a back. But what I will say is this. I will say this. This is the first regular listeners. Big up yourselves for a start. Thank you, regular listeners who've been listening since 2016. Oh my god!
Wow,
such
back
a
in
long
the day,
time. Yeah,
that was like 15 lives ago
I
for
know,
me.
Oh, right? You were married then?
I was not.
You were not.
No, I was in the first year of a very difficult long divorce.
Yes.
So technically, yes, I was still married, right, but no, I was single.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, ladies, she's single.
I'm still single.
She's still single. It's been, nothing's changed since 2016.
It's been 100 years. I have no idea why. Like, I'm...
You're a catch.
I think I am.
You're the best catch of all.
Well, I mean, catch me if you can. Come on, please. That's please, not that's yeah, not a challenge. That's a catch me.
Please catch me. I'm here. I'm here waving my arms, flailing in the air. Yeah. And I'm providing the nets. I'm yeah, providing all apparatus.
I am.
Can you catch me?
I am ready. I'm easily caught.
Right. Yeah.
And it's shocking.
Yeah.
That nobody has managed to
I'm
do
I'm shocked.
It.
With the show, have you had marriage proposals?
Yes, but not from anybody who I would ever want to be in the same
right,
proximity of.
So what are they, like millionaires, billionaires? I'm assuming, because you're a classy girl. You're a classy bird.
Like, I am.
You're so classy.
That's been said before.
By many, everyone.
Many times. Mm. I do scrub up all right for Northern Lass.
You look wonderful. And I've seen you...
At my lowest.
I've seen you at your lowest.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And I have seen you at your lowest.
Oh, you have.
We shared a lot.
We shared a lot.
We shared
oh,
low
Christ,
points.
Oh, Christ. I was going to wait until an hour in to tell that story, but we can always...
we can...
Maybe we'll circle back.
We can save that for later.
Yeah, we can save that for later.
We can
that's
put a
fine,
pin in it.
Pin in that, but you look glorious at all occasions, and you know your spirit is also glorious at aww, all times, which is why I'm honored to have you as a friend.
The honor is all mine, Corinne. Whoa. You are a brilliant man, and I love shucks, you so very much.
Oh, I can't. I have such a trouble with love in general. Like, say, receiving the word, giving the word,
like receiving compliments or receiving love, because I think you receive my love very easily.
True.
I do like dump it on you, so you don't yeah, really have a choice. But I feel your dump problem is like you find it difficult to accept a compliment.
Right? Yeah, I do.
But I
don't.
No.
I used to. I used to, and I used to be like, oh no, you know, blah blah blah. And then I got to a point, and I was like, thank you.
How does it feel to receive a compliment and then just take it? This is fucking magic to me.
In the beginning, it's weird.
Yeah.
You kind of feel weird, but right, someone giving you a compliment is actually more for them.
Right.
Yeah, it's for me if I, well, actually, no, that's not true. But it's not bad if you don't receive it well.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
No, if I give a compliment and somebody doesn't accept it,
yeah,
it's weird for everyone.
Oh, okay.
It's like uncomfortable. It's yeah, like, oh, well, no, I actually mean it. You look yeah, great. Like, I
also,
actually
in our accent,
it
sounds sarcastic as well.
Well, I generally am sarcastic quite a lot of the time. True. So okay, people don't really know whether I'm joking or not. And I like that because it's kind of like, you know, I've kind of gotten out of like, You thought it was me serious.
So the compliment is for us, not for the receivee. Because I don't know if I believe. I will believe.
It's a 50-50.
Yeah. I'll believe a negative thing more than I'll ever believe a positive thing.
I think that's standard across the board.
Yeah, that's pretty standard stuff. Yeah, pretty standard stuff.
Because compliments do get thrown around quite a lot. And negatives, it takes a lot for somebody to actually say something negative about you to your face.
Mm.
That rarely happens to your face, right?
Except for one particular place where it happens a lot.
Who? Tell me and I will go there.
On the Netflix show, Selling the OC.
Well.
Where it happens a lot.
That is the exception to the rule.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
And that is why I am on the show.
Yeah, right. Because you can fucking whip it out, lay it down, smash it across.
I can. Pump if it in. I am being treated, or if I see somebody, can I swear?
Yeah, you can swear.
Being a cunt.
Yeah.
I have no problem in saying that.
Yeah.
I feel like I do not go and start drama.
Mm.
However, I am very reactive as a person, which is something that I'm trying to work on because it's not always great.
I think it's a superpower.
It's not going very well for me.
I think it's going great.
Disclaimer, it's not going that well for me. I really try.
Mm.
But in my instance with my job filming the show, there's certain people that I work with that start shit with me because they know I'm very reactive and they know it's going to be a thing. And so they know that they're going to get screen time if they start shit with me.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to react to that in a way that I don't already know how this works, because I think it's really interesting to, you know, for the people out there to know. So what you said is, if people aren't getting screen time in Selling the OC, this reality-based TV show, if they are not already getting the moments to shine within the show, within the episodes, knowing that you, someone who is getting a lot of time, a lot of camera time, knowing that if they come to you and start shit, they can then access more screen time.
Absolutely.
Fuck.
Absolutely. And, you know, our show is following us around as realtors.
Right.
It is a business-based reality show. There's a lot of reality shows out there. I don't actually watch reality TV. Mm. I'm, like, not a very good reality TV person. Yeah. Probably should have researched that before I...
I recommend Below Deck. It's fun.
A lot of my friends love that one. Yeah. I have no clue. Never watched it. So I didn't really understand how it worked. I was just like, oh, you know, whatever. Because I do a lot of business, I have a lot of listings, I have a lot of great buyers. I get a lot of screen time based on my business.
Right.
So that, not everybody in the office, which there is a lot of people in our office, it's just a very small group of us that are actually on the cast of Selling the OC.
Mm.
Not everybody on the cast, number one, does any business,
right.
And number two, has a lot of business going on.
Right.
So for them to get any screen time on the show, it's got to be drama. Because obviously, you know, everybody, I don't know whether your demographic and my demographic align in our businesses. I think your fans...
I mean, both filled with cunts, so it's fine.
Right. Yeah. I think your fans will not understand how... we are friends.
Mm.
And I think viewers of the show will be like, wow, this is a different angle.
Probably because I'm common.
You're not common.
Because I'm a commoner.
I'm common.
You are not common. You're a classy bird.
Common as muck.
All right, fine.
That's why we get on.
Exactly. This is true. Common people.
So, yeah, I think this is kind of a slightly confusing collab.
Oh, right.
Whoa. For our respective demographic. But I fucking love it.
Where I'm coming from, I never think of things. Like, I know you have to, your audience does da 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 da, and I get that. You know, because I'm friends of everyone from everywhere in any way. But I can exactly see what you're saying, because you look behind the curtain all the fucking time. And you exist within a world that is a completely different world to one that I operate in, so I completely understand. But it's one that living in Los Angeles, as I do now, for
I'm
better
so
or for worse.
I'm so glad that you made the trip over.
I'm so glad too. I'm so glad to get to be near you, which is the best.
You know, you moved over just as I moved out of LA and down to OC. So
I know
we'll get there in the end.
I know. And for anyone that doesn't know, including myself, that I only recently learned, the OC is not Los Angeles, and it's a very different place and very, very far away.
OC stands for Orange County.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
LA is LA County. Yeah. OC is OC County. It's very different to LA. I was in LA for 9 years.
Yeah.
So pandemic happened. LA got very scary very quickly. It was a terrible time for a lot of people. I personally lost all three of my jobs overnight. And as you know, we actually spent so many hours helping each other through that time, which... Thank you, you saved my life. Thank you. On a couple of occasions.
Mate, same, right back at you. Thank you. That's better. That was better than a compliment.
Oh, well, yeah. It's true.
Back to what I was, to circle back, there's a world that I don't necessarily always feel like I belong in within LA, which is, there's a world that you can also occupy as a chameleon, which you're brilliant at, which is that other side, right? The other side that I can't occupy. I can't, maybe it's my own
it's your rawness,
insecurities.
No,
maybe.
It's because you're so raw.
Maybe.
And that is your superpower.
Right. I don't know.
That is why people love you. That is why you have your community of people.
Yeah.
Like, being a chameleon is, you know, helpful, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not me pretending to be something that I'm not. It's because I've had to adapt in 100 different situations in my life. So I'm very good at that.
Mm. And I got the train down here today, right? Train downtown. And I've spoken about it on this podcast before. So regular listeners, I apologize for being boring and repeating myself. But the train, most LA people hate on it. They think it's a poor people thing. And it is dilapidated in places, of course, quite dilapidated. And I've seen the maddest shit on trains and buses in Los Angeles. You know, blood everywhere, people shitting, people pissing. Fucking the maddest stuff, like, you know, I went down the escalators the other day and there was a woman there with a massive machete. So, but because I'm a Londoner, I'm like, well, let me just walk around the machete and I'll just wait up the platform.
But that's the thing, because you have come from London and, you know, I also came from London, but, you know, I lived not in walking distance from everywhere, so I had to get a car. In my head, in London, everyone gets the bus. Yeah. Everyone gets the tube. Unless you're like super posh, you know, whatever. So I spent years getting the bus and the tube, blah, blah, blah. I realized very quickly that the public transport here is not as safe, good, reliable. It's just not seen the same. And this actually baffles me about you, that you think that it is. And I'm worried for you because I'm like...
I like it, man. I like it because it keeps me on my toes.
It's not the same. And it's not... I don't see it as a poor person thing. It isn't... I don't think it's an effective method of transport.
I agree it's not safe for most people. Yeah. For me, it's completely safe. Like, it's fine. It's whatever. You know, look at me. I have the advantage of, like, you know, generally people... just going to leave me be. Touch wood. That was the headphones. Touch wood, my head. Because generally people leave me alone. But I understand that for most people it's not safe in the slightest. Like, it is what is the Wild West down there. It's more mental.
And Getch City.
Yeah. In England, I've seen people get stabbed on the bus. Like, you know, lots of mad shit that would happen on the bus and the train growing up, especially in the 90s in London and in Finsbury Park. But in LA... it is bonkers, but I quite like the stories. Like, I get on there. I got on there last week. I was getting on the train the other last week, and this guy comes on, right, with a big old backpack, and he's walking through the carriage as casual as could be, and he was like, "Tasers, pepper spray. Anyone want to buy tasers?"
He was
selling tasers on the train.
Wow, how much?
I should have asked. I really wanted one.
He's not a very good salesman.
Right? I think he was.
That's
more,
the first thing I'd do.
Yeah, maybe market can
tell
price.
It, I mean, you can
market,
tell. It,
market price.
You can tell I work in sales. Yeah, yeah, I'm like, yeah, well, how much?
How much? All right, how much? Two tasers, one pepper spray. Combo deal. A lunch deal. Boots meal deal.
But 15 bucks.
You think 15? For what? One taser?
Maybe 50.
Yeah, seems a bit cheap.
I don't know.
How's he got so many?
Did he have like different colours and stuff?
I fucking hope so.
I didn't ask.
I just, you know, I popped the headphone out. I was like, I ain't got cash on me anyway. Never.
What's this guy selling? Oh, weapons.
Weaponry. And I saw he sold someone something down the carriage. I didn't see what, but he fucking sold it.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
We go off on many tangents. I'm really sorry to everyone listening because it's very confused.
This is what the podcast is about. Thanks for Trying podcast has been tangents since the beginning. It usually just is me going on a rant and then guests joining in. I said to you, I wouldn't have even introduced you. Haven't even introduced you, and it's this many minutes in. And I think that's a beautiful thing. That's what this podcast is all about. Well,
chop chop, introduce me.
Polly Brindle.
Hi, I'm Polly Brindle, and I am a realtor.
A realtor.
Which in England is a real estate agent, but it's not actually the same thing. I feel like being a real estate agent in England is a very different job than being a realtor in Southern California.
Tell me why.
I love it when you sing to me. Did you just hear my creepy little?
Yeah, you just.
Because just it's everything is set up different. Yeah. So number one, the housing market in the UK is very different, and the way a house is sold and how the transactions are done also is wildly different to how it's done in America and in California.
Okay.
For instance, if I open escrow, which is going under contract, accept an offer on a property, that escrow is a certain amount of days. Generally, it's 30. Sometimes you'll do a quicker escrow of like 21 days, or sometimes it's longer. You know, maximum that I've ever done is 45. So once like the inspections and stuff are done, that's called a contingency. Once they are removed, that property, it will close on the day that you say, you know, if it's 30 days, it will close 30 days later. In England, you can go under contract on a property and still not be closed 6 months later.
What?
Oh yeah, there's chains of people can drop out and blah, blah, blah. It sounds horrible. I wasn't involved in any real estate in the UK.
It's more straightforward here than it is out there.
Very much so. I would never want to.
So escrow means it's happening. The fucking thing is being sold.
Escrow means that you have agreed. Say I've got a listing.
Yeah.
A buyer comes in, brings an offer. Accept the offer.
Yeah.
So that's it. They are buying that house.
Right.
And yes, they have certain contingencies, which is the appraisal. So they get an outside party to come in and value the house. And if it comes in, usually that happens when they're getting a loan for the property because the bank needs to know that the house is worth what they're paying, blah, blah, blah. So, usually there's a loan contingency, an inspection contingency, and an appraisal contingency. Three contingencies that you have to do within a certain amount of days of opening escrow. Generally, it's 7, 10, 14 days. So once they're all gone, once they've been checked off and you've removed contingencies, the deal is getting done.
Right.
Yeah. 30 days later, that house is somebody else's house and that person's out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's very quick. So for me, as a realtor, I get a listing, I accept an offer, do my, do due diligence, and I know I'm getting a big fat fucking check in 21 days.
Fucking hell.
And done.
So you're smarter than me, man. This is some smart shit.
I don't think it's...
I tuned out because I was like, this is too smart. This is above my brain grade.
Were you hearing what I was saying but not listening to the words?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah.
I know, but that's why. So this is my job. It's my passion. I love it. I absolutely love my job. Yeah. And sometimes I do go off on a tangent trying to explain the ins and outs of it.
No, I think it's very important. I think it's important to say. And also, it's very important to state that you actually fucking sell houses.
Oh,
I know
I do.
That we're on the show. You're on the show, selling the OC, and people watch it. And I think the biggest question I get when I tell people that you're my mate is people go, they actually sell houses. They actually sell houses.
This bitch does.
Right.
And I actually closed one today.
Oh, congrats.
Not yet. I've not got the email yet.
Okay.
But it's funding.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. That's fucking exciting, man.
Yeah. It's just a little guy, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm, I'll mm-hmm. take it. The yeah. biggest misconception with people in real estate with me is that I only will sell $3, $4, $5, $10 million
that's
homes.
That's what I thought.
And I'm like, no. Okay. If you've got a, you know, it's still a large, yeah. you know, amount of money, but if yeah. you've got a home for $700,000 or mm-hmm. $950,000,
yeah.
I'll sell a shit out of that.
Where?
Like, people think, oh, my house isn't, like, fancy enough for you to sell. Yeah. I'm like, uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
I will sell literally anything.
Yeah. Okay, this is the Thanks for Trying podcast. Special guest, Polly Brindle, star of Netflix's Selling the OC and an actual realtor. And thank you to Spotify for...
Thank you, Spotify.
For having us down for the, you know, 43, 44 episodes into the Thanks for Trying podcast since 2016. And usually it's on my little Zoom H6. I take my recording with me wherever I go, my little backpack looking like Paddington Bear.
I love that.
And I just go around and I record people. And,
do you have a duffel coat?
I would look like a pedophile if I wore a duffel coat, so I'm just going to stay away from
know,
that.
I don't know.
You're looking at me like...
I don't know. Maybe you can go away. Yeah, you'd like to
see
me
in a duffel coat. Selling bootleg CDs in the inside.
Yeah, and taser guns.
And tasers. A callback. But thank you to Spotify for this, and big up Charlie.
Yes, thank you for letting us rascals in and run... ragged your snacks yeah. and barista bar.
Oh my God, this is a triple shot and my second one. So you actually sell houses? That was the other question. I got my little red book.
I do. I have been a licensed realtor for mm-hmm. 2 years now, so this is a relatively new yeah. career for me.
It's brilliant because I was there. Oh, obviously I was in England during COVID times on the other side of the phone, getting these updates. So you moved out of LA because this is. Very interesting for people to know. Yeah, that was smooth. I like it. Scoop it up like a Skeeter. No one saw that, guys. It's a wipe clean surface. It's fine.
I love a wipe clean surface.
Leather couches only. No, I hate leather couches.
I do. It depends what kind of leather.
Right.
We're going off on a tangent. Continue.
That's fine. No, I like tangents.
What's in your little red book?
You fucking keep your goddamn
like,
filthy
is
eyes.
Is that like
my book.
A little black book, but like. More aggressive.
Yeah, it's just got your name in it. That's it.
In different handwriting.
In different handwriting.
Like, dear Polly. Different fonts.
Dear diary, I got to spend the day with Polly today. It was amazing. No, there's a little fucking, just a little, I don't write questions. I just write like notes.
Like that.
Left hand side is things that I want to tell you about
ooh.
My life. The right hand side is, not questions, things to talk to you about your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we even Stevens in our questions for each other?
I don't even know. I'm not even counting.
Oh.
I'm counting. And we're not, Polly.
Guess who's competitive? Yeah. Are we even or am I winning? Do I have more questions?
I talked about the pepper spray.
Yeah.
And I got that in naturally as well. It wasn't even like...
Oh, it felt natural. Oh, you yeah. slid that in.
Oh, I'm a professional. Yeah. In the office, question mark? Da, 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 da. No, I've done that. Oh, we haven't actually talked about that.
In the office?
Or that. Oh, no, we're coming to this bit, how she got on the show. So this is where I was angling into. Mm-hmm. So we were talking during COVID times, and then you were like, fuck this, I'm leaving Los Angeles, and I'm moving to the county of OC. It's fucking... A, it's an interesting story, and B... It is testament to the fact that you just got to fucking do your fucking thing. You got to shoot your shot, whether it be mean in any way. Anyway, I'm giving you an intro too long. I'm doing the thing that people do at Q&A sessions where they go, it's less of a question and more of a statement. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm doing now.
Oh, so. That sounded like you're the Prime Minister.
Yeah. So yeah, tell them how you got on this fucking goddamn show.
Okay, so it is very much a tale of right place, right time, stars aligning. Yeah. I am a little bit woo-woo in the universe. It has a plan. You know, it's kind of got me through a lot of traumatic, turbulent times of like, this will all make sense one day. I'd really like that day to be soon. You know, I had a rough decade. Yeah. So yeah, COVID happened, lost all three of my jobs. I was in LA. I'd been in LA for 9 years. I was modeling, trying to act. I was bartending. I managed a restaurant. I was working in, I had a lot of jobs, mm-hmm. and I was doing, you know, ridiculous hours. I was just going from one job to the next and feeling like I just had to work more to be able to even just keep a roof over my head, to be honest. Yeah. So I was just kind of like waiting for, not waiting, but like throwing everything at walls just to be like, you know, my big break is going to happen, la, la, la. COVID happened and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with LA. I'm done with Hollywood. I'm done with the entertainment industry. I'm done with dating Hollywood douchebags. Uh-oh. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Happily. Like, I'm done. I'm not, this is done.
Yeah.
Because I've been modeling since I was 15. So I've lived all over the world, you know, moved away from home when I was 16, moved to Paris, blah, 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 blah. So I've had this like kind of crazy 20-year journey of modeling and being in movies, mm-hmm. and, you know, the very high peaks and very, very low troughs that come with that kind of life.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I've got fun stories to tell my grandkids one
day.
Moved to the OC with the mentality of, this is my time to get a normal job.
Right.
A normal career. I'm going to date a normal guy. I am going to be a realtor. I'm going to get my real estate license. I'm going to live in the Orange County where it's clean and it's safe. So I moved down to the OC and started studying for my real estate license and didn't know anyone there. There wasn't, you know, had no prior education of real estate other than, like, I know I like nice houses. And I knew I wanted to be in the luxury space.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to do something, I'm going to start, I'm going to go in at the top.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, then I'll go down a level. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to start at the bottom and work my way up. I will try and start at the top. Right. So that was in my head, you know, started studying for my license. And then literally a couple of weeks later, after I started my course, which at the time, because it was still very much COVID, it was all online. So driving home, and there was a huge building. There is a huge building, like 5 minutes from my apartment. It used to be a surf shop, and it was boarded up, and there was a sign in the window saying the Oppenheim Group coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, it was like, ding, I know that the Oppenheim Group is a luxury brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have a show that is very successful, mm-hmm. called Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
I'd never watched the show,
okay,
ever. But I had heard it, of the show is huge in the UK, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So I get home and I'm like, well, you know, obviously they're building out a new office, they're expanding, yeah. they're a luxury brokerage, I want to get involved. So I went on the website and I got Jason, the broker, founder, mm-hmm. owner, his email from the website, and I just cold emailed him.
What?
And I was like, hi, you don't know me. I was actually very smart in my email, because not only did I say just a little bit about myself, saying that I was originally from England,
right.
and that I model for 20 years. Yeah. So already in the first sentence, I'm like, I have an accent and I'm hot,
okay,
right?
Cool.
But I'm like, I see that you're expanding. You're an amazing, you know, I really respect that. I mean,
I'm going to open every email I ever send with those two sentences.
Oh.
Excuse, dear McDonald's application center, I'm English and I'm hot.
I actually think the first sentence was, you know, this is like, congratulations of you, your expansion. Like, you know, you're, you know,
mm-hmm.
I really respect you as a businessman, blah, 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 blah. I have an accent and I'm hot.
Yeah.
And I'm studying for my license.
Okay, cool. Third sentence.
Right. And then it's like, I would love to be involved in any way that I can.
Yeah.
Receptionist, assistant. If I can just get into this office and learn by osmosis, like, I'm going to be in the right place to be able to know what I am learning about.
Yeah.
And he replied within 20 minutes. Oh, and also I put a picture of myself on the bottom.
You put a picture in email?
Of course.
Mate, I'm going to do this in all my
genius,
every
right?
email I ever send. I'm going to put a picture of you in the email.
It was
email.
A very professional headshot.
Okay, cool.
But it was a modeling picture. He replies within 20 minutes being like, I'm actually going to down to OC tomorrow to check on the construction, because the office was a construction site. Yeah. And yeah, I'd love to meet you for a chat, a coffee, you know, if you're available. And I'm like, yeah, done. The next day I go to the office, which is a construction site. Like it's like they're building out, they're doing a $1 million revamp of this space. And I meet him. That tour of the office, which was a building site, turned into a lunch invitation that he was interviewing another agent that he was potentially bringing on board. It kind of happened in that way. And then, you know, we both got offered positions at the Oppenheim Group. I wasn't even licensed yet. And I'm like, God, that's fucking easy. Like, I've got a luxury brokerage. I've got a mentor who's been in the business for 10 years. Mm. You know, done. Had no idea about the show.
Right.
Zero.
Yeah.
Until a couple of weeks later, Jason was like, why is your Instagram private? Oh, and I'm like, I've got too many weird ex-boyfriends and husbands. Like, I don't want them to see what I'm up to. Like, I'm not one of those girls.
I've got too many weird ex-husbands and ex-boyfriends.
I've got too many of them.
Yeah, fair.
So, and he was like, well, we're actually doing a new show down in the new office, and I want to introduce you to production. So,
crumbs.
Make that shit public so that I can share your handle. What? And in my head, I was just kind of like, oh, I'm going to be on this fucking TV show. And at the time, Jason was building out his entire team. He got maybe 20 agents, all realtors to the office, and then production interviewed, had conversations with everybody, and two of us got cast on the show.
Wow.
So it was me and Gio. I was trying to have a normal life.
Yeah.
I have ended up on a global TV show, which I'm like, fine. I tried. Thank you. But that was never my angle. Ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because you started out, you know, making out with Chris Hemsworth in Rush.
That was
doing the whole
one of the best days of that was one of the best days of my life.
I'm coming back to that. Don't worry. Oh,
getting stubble rash from Thor.
Well, now I've got to ask you about it.
And getting paid for it. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, wait. This is we can't just brush past that. Mm. You kissed Thor and
a lot.
Oh
yeah. He gave me stubble rash all over my fucking face and I loved it.
Right.
The makeup artist was like, "Chris, can you just not like grab her face as hard?" And I'm like, "No, it's fine. Honestly, it's fine."
How many takes did you do kissing Chris Hemsworth?
I must have kissed him. We must have done 6 or 7 takes. What? Yeah. Of like makeout. Like full makeout.
So it wasn't like
We shared a trailer.
What?
Oh, we shared a trailer. That was, so I was cast in Ron Howard's Rush, which is all about Formula One back in the day in the 70s, about James Hunt, who was this prolific playboy Formula One star, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not really into Formula One now, but have you seen the documentary Senna? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. Like, I'll get into stuff like that. So I had, a brief, I know what it's about.
Yeah.
So yes, I get cast in this film and at first, the role that I got cast in was a air stewardess that was having a threesome with James Hunt, who Chris Hemsworth plays James Hunt, and another air stewardess. Hot. And I'm like, fuck, this is my first like big movie role. And I've told people about it.
Yeah.
And my poor grandma is going to watch this and I'm going to be having a threesome on the screen.
With Thor.
With Thor, but you know, whatever. Thankfully,
my
role got switched to being one of his girlfriends.
Fine. Less fun, but fine.
He has... No, that was fine because the threesome air stewardess scene got cut.
Oh yeah,
like they filmed it. Whoa. It got cut. It didn't make the final edit. Yeah, a lot of my screen time did get cut. It's kind of a blink and you'll miss me moment. But
so you filmed a lot more with him as his girlfriend.
We filmed 2 days. What? Yeah, and I shared a trailer with him. It was just me and him in the trailer.
What did you guys talk about?
Oh my God, everything. He's so nice.
Whoa.
We actually got married on the same day, the same year, unfortunately, to different people.
Oh shit.
So yeah. And I was married at the time. And my husband was dying. And I'm like, sorry, babe, it's work.
I would be. How would you? I mean, I don't know if I'm jealous of Chris or you. I think maybe I would happily switch with either person in that scenario.
And it was my first movie, so I remember we filmed it in Leicester Square in some weird club, and I was queuing up with the like extras and like all of the people to get like wardrobe, you know, whatever, and call time was like 5 a.m. or whatever, so I'm like stood there in line for like 45 minutes, and my agent calls being like, Polly, where the fuck are you? Like, they're looking for you. Like, you're nearly an hour late, la, la, la. And I'm like, I've been here. Yeah. Like, I've been here. And I was chatting to all of the people, like, whatever. And then these two runners came over to me being like, oh, my God, why are you here? They're like, you're in the trolley with Chris.
Oh, my God.
And all of the people that I've been talking to for 45 minutes were like, you bitch. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm in the trailer with Chris.
Sorry, guys. You were basically undercover boss in that scenario.
I've never seen that, but
oh, yeah. Well, I've watched too much of that. Yeah, extras are a strange species.
Yeah.
Like, in my foray into trying to get into the acting world, a couple of years ago, I did a bunch of extras stuff. So I'd go on set, and I was in that show that the Man Who Fell to Earth, the David Bowie one with Chiwetel Ejiofor, and then I was like on set at Slow Horses, the Apple TV thing. That unfortunately I didn't get called, but I was on set for like 8 hours dressed as a construction worker, and then I didn't end up getting in there. But that's fine because the catering was pretty good.
Oh yeah, the grazing tables are excellent.
I love it. I stayed on there, got paid for it.
But they are long, boring days being extras. I used to do. I was an extra in Emmerdale once.
Oh my God! See, now that's fucking way better than the things I've done.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, Apple TV.
Emmerdale, mate.
Apple TV.
No, I'd rather be in EastEnders.
Yeah, you'd be good.
I'd love to be
in EastEnders. Get out of my pub!
I would love that. I would love that so much. I would just want to be, like the third Mitchell brother.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? You could be.
Oh, Phil.
No, you could be a son.
I could be the son.
Grant.
Yeah.
Grant.
I could be like, you ever seen Twins?
Right.
With Danny DeVito and Arnie. Basically, I want to do that, but a Mitch. New EastEnders plot line, but I've taken from discarded flesh of Grant Mitchell.
I believe it.
Yeah, I'd believe Sold. It, but I'm less. I think I'm actually taller than him, but
Grant is tall.
Is he?
I think Phil is the.
You think Phil's the small
one? Phil's the little like egg.
Little egg. Yeah, I feel like a little egg some days. So I'm fully, I'm with that. But yeah, anyway, in the foray into the acting world, I listen to the extras speaking. Like, I'm fascinated by them. I'll put the headphones in and not have music on, and I'll listen to extras talk because they are fucking brilliant. Like, I can see why Ricky Gervais made their show Extras, because it's so fucking legit. That is what they do. Like, I was just listening to them going, oh, well, yeah, I was on Doctor Strange the other week. I was in the background. Well, yeah, and the director said, actually, maybe he'd call me in and maybe I'd, yeah. I think my foot was in it. I think my foot was in the shot.
That's like, what they're like, bruv. But they love it. Isn't that great? It's just like, you're so happy with this. It's like, brilliant. I feel like there's something wrong with us that we're like, But that is why, you know, we do what we do. And, 100%. You know.
And also, the pay is fucking crazy good. And you get fitted. And
I don't think the pay was that good when I did it. I think it was like 200.
Well, that's good.
Pounds. Oh my God, I nearly forgot the word pound. I was going to say buck.
200 Englishman coins.
God, that's when you know you've been in America too long.
Yeah.
Is there any words that you have started saying American? Lift or elevator?
Lift still.
Trunk or boot?
Oh, fuck. Boot still.
Oh, good.
I'm trying. Trash, I do.
I was going to say trash or bin.
I have to say trash. Although occasionally I do say, mate, I'm going to put you in a bin. And then they don't understand what I'm saying. They're like, what? Would you put me where? And I'm like, bruv, get in the bin. Get in the bin.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Do
you say water?
Water,
or
always.
Water.
I say water.
Or water.
Water. I have to say water because they don't understand me. They don't even
understand. They don't understand me saying water.
Yeah, and they
even
don't.
Say something.
And
even
my equivalent of water is vodka sodas. And when I go to the bar and I say, I'll have a vodka soda, please. And they're like, what?
It's so weird, isn't it?
How do you not understand that?
I know.
Vodka, soda. Two words.
Yeah, I don't know. I love them all. There's idiots everywhere.
Corey. There's idiots everywhere around the world. Yeah, so no, I've changed some things, but I don't want to lose the... Your accent stayed the same, which is lovely.
Has it? Because when I go home, people are like, oh my God, you sound so American.
I think there's certain words you say that sound a bit American.
Is it my inflection?
I think it's the inflection, maybe, because I'm trying not to get that inflection, because that is like, I do not want...
Yeah.
Or saying like all the time.
Americans do that.
You do, you're all right.
I've been here for 12 years.
Christ, I
know.
On a bike.
I know.
Yeah. I also really want to push this button. I don't know what it does.
Oh my God.
Ah!
Ah! Oh my God, that's cool.
Oh my God, it's fucking...
I love that.
Sorry, okay, for the people listening to the audio or watching the thing, it's a USB port and a plug. Oh, she's closed it again. And a little button reveals them like a sexy wartime dancer.
This is a cool space.
It's honestly a really cool space.
I'm like, I love it. We get our little badges.
We've got little badges and stuff.
I've already lost mine twice.
Yeah. It's gold. Wait. I got other things I need to discuss.
I need to cough.
Cough. Do it. Absolutely. Have some water. Have a little water break. Take a little sip.
I know, but I have the bladder the size of a budgie.
Nice.
So I.
But you also can have a pee.
Can I?
Yeah. If you need one.
Well, I do. This is the problem.
We can have a pee break.
My fit today.
That's outfit for people that don't know.
Yeah, I'm down with the kids with the new lingo. This is actually one piece. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a British designer.
Yeah.
Self-portrait. But it's all in one.
Self-portrait is the name?
Yes. So. Anyway, it's all in one. And the only issue is that when I go to the restroom, I have to get completely naked.
Completely. I do that anyway.
In America, there is always gaps.
Yeah.
Yay big.
Yay.
In the toilets.
Yeah, yay big. She's doing that. Yeah, she's doing it. Yay big.
Yay big. And so it's like you're sat there and it's kind of sad. It's not a sexy thing.
No.
And it's like,
oh. Whipping it out. God.
I do need to pee.
Do you want to pee now before I go into the rest
of
the things? I can keep it recording.
Whilst I pee, you sick fuck.
If only it reached the mic distance, reached as far.
Can we put a pin in this till after I have relieved myself?
Yeah, okay. Go.
Yes, the natural segue into pissing, which is the most beautiful and easiest juncture to cut part one in half. Slice it in half with the emotional samurai sword of my editing tools. Thank you so much to Polly for part one. She'll be back for part two, probably next week. And big thank you to Spotify again for having us down. The instrumental you are hearing right now is for Make Money on Both Days by The Last Skeptic, which is myself. And it is a song that came out about a month ago, but I feel like you will like it very much when you listen to it. It's all about just doing you, whether people fucking like you or not. Because, you know what? Fuck them. Go eat some delicious food. Treat yourself to something very nice from Tesco's. Get a fucking meal deal tomorrow. And then get a little something special extra from the counter as you step out. You know, maybe a naked bar if you're in England. Maybe one of those little shot packets of nuts for your journey home on the bus. Big love to you. Big love to your mums. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.